Chris and Daniel and Alex and Daniel and Chris.
That's us right there.
On CITR. It's the Delivery Boys signing off.
There's three of us.
Adieu.
Every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
Here in Vancouver, we celebrate our diversity and culture, and CITR is making Fun Drive all about it. Our goal this year is to raise funds to help grow more writers, broadcasters, and media producers, increasing the unique voices that grace our airwaves. Whether it's about specific cultural communities, musical genres, or alternative news, we want to hear it. Be a part of CITR's community. Donate, get cool swag, and party with us. Call 604-822-8648, that's 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
Slow down. You're not in a race. Alcohol-related deaths are one of the leading preventable causes of death in Canada. Please remember to drink responsibly.
For words, the last thing you heard.
They're turning a page, they're telling you now you're dying of young age. It was a year so wild, not a month was tame. It's where your friends all fell in.
Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel.
The Spice of Life is CITR's weirdest post-rock-based show. We play post-rock and talk about whatever stuff is on my mind. Guests include my mom, George Takei Soundboard, Steven, author of The Heaviest Cat, and any of my friends that couldn't find something better to do. Tune into my mom's favorite radio show, The Spice of Life, from 8 to 9 p.m. alternating Thursdays on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello everyone, happy Fun Drive. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver. You're listening to Soul Sandwich as well. I'm here with Rohit.
Yeah.
And Steve.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? What's up, Soul Sandwich listeners? I'm Steve Zhang, host of Asian Wave 101, which was on just earlier today. Returning the favor, Rohit dropped in on my show today.
It's a radio exchange, you could say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And today, of course, is...
Fun Drive!
Sounds like really loud in my ear. Holy shit, man, guys.
Oh, wait. You know what Narwhal says? Like, it's
content warning.
Yeah, we should do that.
It is that time of night.
At the time of the night.
Now we can, you know, totally say what that. We want.
Yeah.
But Narwhal always says, like, yo, let the listener worry about turning down the volume. But seriously, it is Fun Drive time, and we are here to tell you all the great things that CITR has to offer. And the reason that we even exist and survive in the first place is thanks to donations from our loyal listeners and our loyal community.
Yeah.
So this year, the goal is 40,000.
We are
almost halfway. We are at $19,392.30. We need to keep that number rising, though, because $40,000, it's a lot of money, and it's a lot of money that can go to a lot of good causes. What are some of those causes here at CITR, Steve?
Well, for one, at CITR, being a volunteer-driven organization, this allows funding for the station to really bolster the volunteer force and continue training them and giving them the experience and potentially giving them the skills and the enthusiasm to be future media producers themselves.
That's right, growing our cultures.
That is the key for
this
year,
though. Including growing more writers, growing more broadcasters, growing more producers, growing more DJs even. We got DJ workshops. I mean, we are trying to grow more everybody in terms of music and, you know, journalism skills, broadcasting skills, you name it. There is a lot to offer right here at CITR 101.9 FM. And you know what? If you are also interested in swag, we also got that going for you. If you donate $30, you get a Friends of CITR card. But then, as you donate more, you get even more and more swag along with that. So you, for example, could donate $60, and you'll get a Friends of CITR and a CITR growler. And it just keeps stacking as you up.
Stacks on stacks, bro.
As you up them bills, it keeps on stacking with the swag.
Yeah.
So you got 101.9, my favorite.
That's
amount.
My favorite one.
Exactly.
Because that's like the gold standard.
It's
you know,
gold
it's like,
standard.
Come on, it's like you get the Friends of CITR card in which you get like basically 10% to like 30% off on like a lot of the pretty cool places on like in Vancouver. It's like you can go to Lucky's Comics, and apparently I spent like $60 on comics, and I never knew that I could get $15 off all of that, you know? And it's like, you can get that. You can go to Antisocial Skate Shop if that's your thing. You know, you can go to all kinds of places. So that's just like a small bit of being a friend of CITR. And that's just like one of the things you can get with giving 101.9. And then
you also get the growler.
The growler.
Like I mentioned.
And you can like
also get a notebook.
A notebook. A CITR embroidered notebook, guys. Like if you want to like, you know, brag to your friends, like, yo, bro, I support local Vancouver independent radio. Like this is your stamp of approval, your CITR stamp of approval, where everybody knows that you're legit. You know, like you should get it. So yeah, donate $101.9, and there's obviously more. I mean, we don't discriminate in terms of how much money you give us. So
we appreciate any amount.
Yes. So what about people really do want to help out? How can they help us out?
Yo, there is two ways to help out. You can obviously call this number right here, which is 604-822-8648.
Yeah, it's pretty much just plastered in the studio.
Yeah, it's plastered everywhere, so I'm looking. But there's also, you know, for the digital age, folks, there is this thing called the internet. The internets and the... I believe it's operated by a series of tubes. But this internet thing, you can... CITR.ca/donate. So that way you can make a donation online.
CITR.ca/fundrive.
Yeah, sorry.
Either one.
But you could also come here in person and drop...
And drop money.
And be like, you know, it's even better because then we get to see your beautiful face. And then you'll be able to see the smile on our faces. And that's a beautiful moment.
What he said. What he definitely
right
said. Yeah, for
right
sure.
Right there, guys.
Like, that's very poetic and very, you know, kind of it's like a microcosm of what we wanted to say in this entire show, you know, and just what Rohit said.
One last thing I'm just going to say, because there's so much.
He's on a roll. He's on a roll.
Because some of you might be asking, yo, so what does CITR do? What do you do for me? Yo, guess what? We do things. In fact, this year, we produced 11 radio documentaries.
Wow. That's a lot, man.
That's a lot of radio documentaries. And not only that, you could produce a radio documentary because we provide, you know, grants and funding for people to produce cool radio documentaries. This year, a lot of them were around our digital archival content. They were around the UBC Centennial. So there's a lot of cool things going on around here. And not only that, we also launched 3 collective programs.
Wow.
That's right. 3 brand new programs were launched this year. And one of them includes a women's collective called Lady Radio. You got All Access Pass, or is that
All Access Pass?
Yes.
Yeah,
All Access Pass for access the Accessibility collective.
Yeah.
And you got the Indigenous Collective.
Unceded Airwaves.
Unceded Airwaves.
Yeah, they have their show.
All 3 of them producing unique content that is representing the underrepresented.
It looks like the people that are, you know, actually the population, you know.
Yeah.
That's important, especially here at CITR.
Yeah, we don't just use diversity as a little, you know, marketing gimmick or something like some of the mainstream media does.
Yeah.
We talk the talk, we walk the walk when it comes to actually having diverse voices on the air. So, again, if you want to help this station survive and keep, you know, thriving with awesome content, then you gotta donate to CITR by phoning us at 604-822-8648. Say that again with me.
604-822-8648.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. See, it's just
brilliant, guys. I'm actually really amped right now, guys.
And on top of that, yo, on top of that, you have that one option. But I give you more options. I give you another option, and that is the online option. You can literally sit on your ass right now.
Just open up your laptop or your smartphone.
You don't have to do anything other than move your hand to the mouse, or if you got a touchpad that you're moving a finger. You're literally moving a finger, and you're doing jack shit. And all you got to is use that one. You can use one finger if you're one of those one finger typers.
I am one of those one finger
typers.
Preach. Preach.
You could use one finger. CITR.ca/DONATE.
You don't even need to finish the entire thing with the slash. You can just put CITR.ca and it's like right there. You know, they literally tell you to like help us, you know, like give us some of the things we need, you know, like, and yeah.
Damn, that's easy. Do you want to make a difference? You know, people say, I don't know how to make a difference in this world. You can make a difference right now. You can make a difference right now.
Do you drink coffee?
No,
or
I'm
do you
just
drink
really hyped.
Coke? Or did you, you know?
I'm just really hyped on life. So that is part one of our fun drive saga today, but we need to start playing some music.
Yeah, in case you hate the sound of our voices right now, and you're like, you know, you want to hear something.
We'll take
like
a little break me being so overly
super high. He's like
energetic.
The hype guy in like that rap troupe or something.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
he's like guy in the back. He's like, y'all need to listen to my bro. My bro is like on fire. You know, like that's Rohit right here.
He's a CITR hype man.
Like CITR hype man.
That is like one of my many. Jobs that
what if
don't get paid for.
I believe the proper term is one of your many talents, Rohit.
Yeah. Talents. Yeah, right. Deserves compensation. No, I'm just joking.
I'm sorry. I'm just here to just so you know, you invited me here to do something, but I'm pretty sure that it's fairly clear to me that I'm here to enable you.
You are.
Enabling's not a good thing.
And maybe I'm drunk with power, or just drunk. No, I am not drunk.
Maybe not enabling. We call it validation.
I am not actually, no, guys.
Validation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's start playing some music for real.
What is the first on our list right here?
Yo, man, I was really digging what Ola showed me just today, and this is Taku's remix of the very famous song American Girl. Back when Kanye wasn't crazy, he was making really good music, like American Girl, where he teamed up with Estelle. And that song is still probably one of the catchiest songs to come out from the 2000s, from the early 2000s or mid-2000s. I forget the exact date it came out. But do you remember that song, Steve?
I can't say I do, actually. Like,
you
it's,
might
like,
recognize
you'll be my
it
American girl, American.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Got Estelle in the house.
Okay, sorry about
that. Male version of Estelle. That's cool, though. But Taku, he's an Australian producer. What's his real name, though?
Reagan Matthews, I guess.
Reagan Matthews.
Yeah, and he's an Australian musician, photographer, basically just general artist. And, like, I've read a bunch of... Vice Noisy articles and, like, you know, Pitchfork, and they always talk about, like, his creative process, and he's one of those guys that, like, you know, just he just likes to make music and just likes to create things,
yeah.
You know, and like,
and he knows,
yeah,
he knows his music history, because
exactly
he has made two albums that pay tribute to two amazing producers, one of them being Jay Dilla. He has, like, this 25 days of Dilla, where he pays tribute. Like, day one, day two, day three, each of those days in this album is a different Jay Dilla song that he remixes. And then he does another tribute album to, I think is, I always don't know how to say it, but New Jobs or New Jabe. You know?
New Jabs.
See, there's so many different ways to say that. New Jabs. Right. Seba Jun is his real name. He's a Japanese producer. Sadly, passed away years ago. But he is still, I still think he's one of the best producers of all time. Him and Jay Dilla both deserve that title of one of the, you know, like, both of them could easily get that title of best producer, you know. And Taku also paid an amazing tribute to him, too. So this song, we're going to hear him do a little reworking of American Girl. It's a bit more slowed down and chopped up, but it's so cool. I think y'all will like it. So let's kick it right now with Taku to kick off the Soul Sandwich Fun Drive Bonanza right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, so that's American Girl off his, I'm not even sure what album that is, but we'll get right back to you guys after we play the music, and you can check it up on Spotify later.
Cool.
All right, enjoy.
Sister, really, really nice to meet you. I just met a 5-foot-something girl who's just my type. Like the way she's speaking, confidence is peaking. I don't believe in first sights, but I like what I'm seeing. Girl, I've been to MIA. Cali never rains, New York just stays away. Girl, let's visit the West End. I can meet your best friends. I'm liking this American girl, American girl. La 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 la.
Shopping, baby, then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway, take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn, and I'd like to see what's good. Dress in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that walk, talk that slick talk. I'm liking this American boy.
Yeah, we just had Steve just help me pull the knobs upwards. It's like the funniest thing ever.
You're an MVP.
You're the real MVP, bro.
You here for a reason.
I do what I can.
So, guys, you're listening to Soul Sandwich right here on CITR 101.9 FM. It is Fun Drive time. The first song you just listened to off the top of our show tonight was Taku's American Girl Remix. So, pretty different version. What did you think of that, Steve?
I actually really like that one because like it kind of has like it seemed like a little darker. And I guess these days maybe it's like my own taste. I kind of been liking a lot more like this dark R&B sort of feel. So that carried a lot of that for me. Like I don't know if I'm using the right word, but like it sounded a little trancy. Not in terms of like the music genre, but it kind of like gave you like that feeling that it's like it's almost like
so sounds like a dark trance. Twisted fantasy Kanye West kind
like
of.
almost yeah. like otherworldly. I'd say kind of had like that feeling.
I
was
that.
Like. Yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
No, that was dope. Yeah. I gotta
Taku's,
check this out.
You gotta check out more of Taku's stuff. He is like probably one of the sickest producers out there.
Is his name spelt exactly how I think it is?
Yeah, there's just a hyphen between. So it's like T-A-K-U.
Oh, okay, I see.
Taku. So guys, we actually have some new announcements to make regarding our Fun Drive prizes.
Yeah, Fun Drive.
With some sweet ideas for prizes, and it's two cool prizes. First one. If you feel like getting real hype for a show tomorrow night, well, guess what? You donate $30. Not only do you get a Friends of CITR card, you will also get a special prize pack from Soul Sandwich right here. You will get two guestless spots to the Class Act show.
That happens to
be the band I'm a part of.
They're like the
but
best.
There's also, other cool performers at tomorrow's show. It's my band, Class Act. We're a freestyle live hip-hop act. Trying to be like the Roots, you know, still work in progress in that regard in terms of the legendary Roots crew level. But, you know, we're getting there. We're the only hip-hop crew that has a bassoonist, period.
Is that Iggy or who?
No.
Is a bassoonist?
That's Liam. Liam Watson. He's very famous around here.
I actually know.
Yeah, everybody at UBC seems to know this guy. He's a very famous RA. Point being, you'll get two guestless spots to our show at the Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow night. It'll be a wild and fun night because we're also performing with Lady Jams.
Yeah.
That's right. One of UBC's sickest groups. And, they're going to be collaborating and performing their own set, but also collaborating with Class Act to perform some awesome tunes. So you could call right now to 604-822-8648. And you will be one of those privileged people to take a friend along for this amazing hype show. So anybody out there who wants a good time tomorrow night, you call and we will provide that good time.
You made it sound so just like raunchy just a second there. It's just like
I like to put a little double pizzazz, triple
it was,
quadruple
yeah, on it. Just okay. Like, okay. It's just like okay. If you're looking for a good time tomorrow night, come through and we will provide.
And not only do you get a good time, you get to meet the men behind the voices.
Yeah.
I mean, not behind the voices, but like the men behind the
voices
Ola, on
you're
the radio.
Coming tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
To support.
No, for sure. Yeah, you gotta show some. Some support for your local brothers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, thank you, man. Thank you. But we also have another special prize. And what's that, Ola?
Well, the stakes are higher in this one, right? Because, you know, we're literally serenading you. So, like, if you donate $60 to Soul Sandwich, the show, we will literally make a mixtape for you. You tell us whatever song. Should we make it a mystery or should we just throw it at them and let them choose whatever songs they want?
I think we should let them have a request.
Okay.
But if they want to have like a mystery mixtape.
If you want to have a mystery mixtape, you have to let us know. But if you want to, have certain songs, you can let us know what those songs are. And yeah, donate $60 and we'll make three songs and put them on like an MP3 and we'll send it to you. And it's literally our brother DJ DJ Raw Heat over here. He'll be on the beats, you know, beatboxing, and I'll be trying my best to sing, and not like you know, hurting people.
Let's give him a sample.
I'm not gonna. If everybody can get it free here, then what's
the
use
they gotta
of,
have
like, you know,
a little taste. Expect.
Bro.
Give us like one bar.
Yeah,
like
one bar, man. Come on, I want to hear.
It's a teaser, man.
That's what we need.
Well,
they
can already hear the voice now, so that's like a teaser enough, man. No worries. I literally have like stage fright right now.
All right.
But
maybe later on in this episode, I'll convince my brother.
I'll probably I'll probably get like somewhat higher on like, you know, the whole fun drive, you know, high. So I might sing.
All right, guys, that means you got to stay tuned.
You got to stay tuned.
But if you call and you make that donation, I will guarantee we're gonna give you.
We'll give it to you right here.
Damn right, give you a taste.
You deserve it. So yeah, call 604-822-8648.
That's what he meant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, why should you give to CITR, Rohit?
Why? Because wow. CITR is life.
CITR is bae.
CITR is
love.
Oh,
CITR
like
is culture.
You grow all culture. Literally, the theme of the fun drive this year is growing all cultures, and pretty much what that means is, you know, we're growing like basically every aspect of CITR. We're growing, you know, we have writers, we get new writers, we get the funds to support these writers and broadcasters. You know, we get to grow our like reach, you know, we get to grow the amount of cultures we get to we already like reach a lot of cultures.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah. Too, the progress that yeah. we've made just in this 1 year. I mentioned this earlier at the top of the show, but I really gotta emphasize that you know, having somebody like Madeline,
yeah,
who's our spoken word coordinator, helping us round up people to start like new programs and new collective shows like the Accessibility Collective, All Access Pass, Lady Radio, and Unseated Airwaves. This is incredible. This is something that, you
it's
know,
a revolution.
Takes, this it in, takes
in
a lot
Bernie
of work.
Sanders words.
It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of dedication. And in order to sustain this, we got to have a little bit of donation, guys. Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Every little bit counts. You know, whatever you can support, whatever you can afford. But this is one of those places that actually, you know, not only tries to care for its community, but tries to reflect its community.
If I may say so, definitely one thing that I absolutely love about CITR in the time that I've been here is just how much it takes pride in having the myriad of cultures that we do have on the airwaves. Over 90 different shows, 7 different languages at least.
Yeah.
So you know what? You're not going to be able to get that anywhere else. Support this sort of content.
Can I also mention that CITR has like pretty, not a real quota, but it aims to have at least 25% of student shows. So like that's a large amount of shows on like the air.
25%.
I think it's 25.
It's more than that, man.
It's more than
35.
Okay.
So like 35 at least.
Pretty much like they actually care about the fact that they're
we're trying to get
to
it as high as like 40
exactly, you know?
To even 50 if we one day
if we can. But like most people don't like. I mean, I don't even know some. I know some students that don't even know that we exist. You know, and I basically just like, yo, you don't know that you have a radio. You know, but like, you know, you gotta like let people know that, you know, it's not just for like professionals or people that know how to like, you know, make tunes and you do DJing stuff and like, you know, be on air. Like you can literally walk in, get a tour, and you know, everybody here is willing to either teach you or learn.
You know, can I share a little anecdote? Because you just talked about
anecdotal.
Walking in.
Go right.
My first day I ever came to CITR.
What year was that?
Involved.
You're just like, this
was
paint this picture for us.
So this
was it a cold day? Was it nippy? Was it chilly? You know,
it was a typical like gray, rainy day in Vancouver.
Summer, winter.
2012. It was during, it was actually during the fall semester of 2012. So it was around September, October.
This is like a year before I got to UBC.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So this was me like trying to find myself at this point, like trying to get involved in something. Because I was just like finding UBC to be a lonely place. And I also wanted to find like an idea of what I actually wanted to do. So I like walked into CITR. This is back when I was in the old sub.
Old sub.
Yeah, OG sub.
Oh, OG.
Which I still have really fond memories of. It's
very
fond memories. If you don't know what it looked like, because maybe you're new and you've only seen this news station. It was like a, you know, kind of like a brick and mortar.
Dingy. dingy, but character.
But
lots
so much character,
so
with
character.
Wall, with comics.
Yeah, they had literally the walls were lined with comics.
Yeah,
you know? And
comics
it's like,
lining the entire wallpaper. Yeah. And I walked into this place, you know, it's tiny, but it feels very homey just from the get-go. And I'm just like, is there some kind of news program here? And then I don't know if it was Brenda or somebody. It was probably Brenda. She's like, yeah, you just go down the hall and they're in.
Yeah, she had
the
like
corner.
The first office.
She was like the front desk
yeah.
essentially. So then I went in and then I meet the news team, which is literally just three people on laptops. the News 101 team. And then I just ask them, like, hey, like, I want to get involved in the news.
You really make it believable the way you're, like, you know, you're speaking like 2012 Rohit, you know.
And what they tell me right then and there, actually, we need somebody to start, like, working right now. In fact, we need a headline done. Why don't you just take this computer, actually, right here. There's a desktop free. Why don't you start writing a headline? And I'm just like, oh, what? For real? And they're like, yeah, we need help with the script. Like, we're about to go on in 20, 30 minutes. Yeah. So we could use you right now. Start getting to work.
And then fast forward. Three years later, we have DJ Rohit, also the director of News, one of the co-director of News 101.
But
like, still, that's like, he's come so far, you know, he's got a beard now, you know, he wears lids all the time, you know, bro. We literally had a conversation about lids, but we don't want to get into it right now because it's like,
so, but the whole point of that anecdote is just to show everybody, like, you can start getting involved as easy as just walking into the doors through the station. And, oh, we've got a little update on the fund drive total. It is $19,442.
Thank you so much for donating.
So thank you.
Yeah.
And we need to get to $19,500. We only need $57.70.
We need $57, guys.
Guys, we'll make you that mixtape. That's sick mixtape.
Like, literally, if you just want that mixtape right now, just
call.
Just call in.
604.
Or call in to 604-822-8648. Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Then just call. Or you can donate online. I don't know. All right. I mean, it depends on whether you want, you know, the mixtape.
Yeah,
or
this mixtape is gonna be fire.
It's gonna be
maybe you should up the
super hot fire.
Maybe you should up the ante a little bit. Say that, like, they donate right now at this very, very moment.
Oh,
you'll mix the one track for them right on the spot.
Right, yeah, right on the spot. Oh. Yeah,
actually,
right on the spot.
I'm actually down.
Do you guys
want to
hear?
I'm down for that.
Yo, did you just hear that? Ola said he's down for that.
I'm down for that, man.
Whoever you are out there, please, kind strangers.
I hope you don't hate me, but
start tweeting, Steve. Start tweeting. Start Facebook posting. I'm going to start doing that, too. I want to hear Ola sing. I've never heard him sing. Can you believe it? I've known this guy for, like, almost 2 years now, and I've never heard him sing. So
he's
we got to make
this
happen,
right now,
guys.
But,
all
you
have to do is donate at least $50, and we'll make this happen. $57.70, to be exact, though, because that way we'll get to $19,000 and $19,500. All right, $19,500 is where we're at right now,
and that would be a great accomplishment. We're $500 away from half our goal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so
let's get it. Let's
donate,
get it, guys.
Donate.
And not only that, you'll get to hear live, literally the live
session. It's like, you know, on Spotify when they have those live sessions with those artists, you know, where they play the guitar. But
or
here,
those
like
NPR tiny desk concerts.
We have a CITR. It's a pretty big
desk. So you could get a CITR big desk concert right here, right now. Ola will sing. I will beatbox. Just donate to CITR Fund Drive. The number is 604-822-8648. And we can make your live session happen right here, right now, in the studio. And it'll be fire, I promise. It'll
super
be fire.
Hot fire, guys. It's
super
gonna be like
fire.
You know,
so
serious beats, man.
Let's kick it though with another tune.
Another tune? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
What you got next for us, Ola?
Well, I wanted to choose between either Shaq is Dope, or I think I'm gonna go easy on that. I'm gonna play Broods. Broods is a duo from Nelson, New Zealand, and older brother is Caleb Knott, and we had Georgia Knott on lead vocals. So, if you guys want to, I mean, of course, we're going to just play it because, you know, you have no say in this, but but yeah, we're going to play Broods with this song Evergreen, and we got to kick it right now, and we'll be right back.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Be intrigued, be amazed, be inspired. Attend a 3-minute thesis competition and experience the purpose and passion of some of UBC's finest graduate student researchers. Attending is free and awesome. Come out to the semis on March 8th from 1 to 4:30 and the finals on March 10th from 4:30 to 6 in the Graduate Student Center Ballroom. Listen, learn, and leave feeling smarter. Check out 3mt.grad.ubc.ca for more information.
What better way to end off a week-long fun drive than with a kick-ass party? On March 4th, join us at the Hindenburg on West Cordova from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. for a night-long celebration of all your support and commitment to community radio. It's one rad night you won't want to miss. We've got a silent auction, CITR DJ spinning, and the launch of Pop Alliance Volume 4 with Mint Records. To help us launch the album, we've got Morning Coup, Stefana Fratila, Late Spring, Aura Kogan, Ace Martins, Jerk Jails, and Kelt Babies coming to perform for you. Tickets are $10 online or $12 at the door. For tickets and info, check out CITR on Facebook.
Hello, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory, and happy fun drive. Yeah, we are here, Soul Sandwich, me, Rohit, and we also have Steve, and we just had the
one and only
leading sartorialist, senior sartorialist at CITR, John Q, also known as Grape Photos. Grape Photos? Is that your Twitter handle? I don't know. Is that it? I don't know.
Hey guys, how's it going?
I don't know. He just like flashed me like the evilest look ever.
There's a dagger in his eyes. Yeah, we're having them fun times on the fun drive vibe, you know, that kind of thing. That's what's happening right here.
All
right.
Yeah.
What did we just hear?
We just heard from Broods. They're a duo from Nelson, New Zealand, brother sister duo, and I'm like Donald Trump right now because I'm repeating what I'm saying.
Kiwi?
You know. Wait, what? No, not Kiwi. No.
Kiwi?
No. What?
Kiwi.
What? No, what?
Kiwi is the... it's
Kiwi?
What? Exactly.
See, this is
some
something.
Flight of the Conchords right now.
We've got some, you know.
I don't get the reference, man.
We can apprehend Oceania. We can take the national stereotype because this room is full of brothers right now.
Full of brothers, well, you mean half?
I mean, New Zealand is kind of more of a Hobbit and Lord of the Rings inspired rather than Kiwis. I mean, right?
Well, I think what John was trying to say is Kiwi, and that's kind of how people from New Zealand refer to themselves.
Oh.
What John Q is actually doing is really clever. It's a New Zealand accent of Michael Caine saying the word Kiwi. That's what I think it is.
So this is today's Fun Drive episode.
Indeed.
And,
wow.
You know, it's really, I heard you guys talking earlier about getting more voices here at the station.
Indeed.
And we just got one.
You know, it's like, it's interesting because I'm an editor at the magazine Discorder and I host the show Queued Up. And I touched on this a bit earlier, but it's cool because Discorder is all about getting writers, new writers, people who are interested in writing, an opportunity to write and, you know, an opportunity to be published in the physical realm and on a website that has many, many readers instead of, you know, just doing the whole self-publishing thing that people nowadays kind of have to get
stuff
started off.
So, John, what if I am an interested writer? I want to be a writer, but I'm very self-conscious about my writing. I want to write about music, but I don't feel like I have the skill. What will CITR do and Discorder do to help me overcome this?
I feel like what well, first, you know, everyone does have to have that moment where they can take themselves and, you know, put themselves outside their comfort zone. But like the landing here at Discorder is super soft. You've got a lot of supportive editors, you've got a lot of supportive contributors, you have free workshops, you have like very casual means of getting started if you're just interested in writing one thing here or there. We have editors that are very willing to work with you. So the support system at CITR is quite strong. People aren't, you know, when you're freelancing, it can be a very cutthroat thing. But here at CITR, we're about supporting the local community, getting interesting kinds of writing, different kinds of writing into the magazine. What I was going to bring up is actually because, you know, last issue, or this just new issue that just came out this month, we
have a piece
on crimes and treasons,
which is sort of
the resident veteran hip-hop show on CITR. And it's very interesting because in the 90s, CITR actually had a hip-hop magazine called Cypher, I want to say.
But it was Elements.
Elements. It was Elements. But it was discontinued. And part of the thing is, you know, the idea of having more cultures at the station is that this is something that, you know, it's exciting. It could be said that it's exciting to be a hip-hop band in Vancouver right now. Like, maybe there's more hip-hop material that can be generated for Discorder. Maybe these are, like, new writers, new people from a different community, not just part of the same alt-rock scene that, let's face it, the majority of the people at CITR who do programs constitute. And, like, if we have more, like, if we have more extensive training, if we have more hours of training, if we have more hours for staff to support new members and volunteers, like, that's something that's totally cool that could happen. It's all about getting, like, that diversity and new genres onto the radio, you know?
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Of course,
man.
It does take some of those, you know, hard funds, that cash monies to make this reality.
Monies.
But that's just, you know, the way it goes in the nonprofit world of, you know, community radio. We're not about making stacks on stacks on stacks.
Mm-hmm. All of our programmers are volunteers, of course. Exactly. We do this because we love it. But shows are expensive. Like, when you factor in the cost of airtime and, like, the license. And
how much is a show per year to actually offer a
second? It's something like $2,000.
Exactly. Damn. Yeah, I've you know, it's amazing. And we, you know what you have to pay to actually be a CITR member? Either $10 as a UBC student, or I believe $30 if you're a community member.
$30 if you're a community member.
Think about that. $10 a year or $30 a year to potentially have your own radio show.
To have access to all of our training
and
workshops.
And access to all this training and workshops.
Studios and equipment.
And imagine how much all that stuff costs.
And swag.
And just all swag. You have to pay is like the membership fee, essentially.
And of course, donate to FunDrive.
So it's it's cool because, you know, like FunDrive is a great opportunity for networking with people. It's getting the programmers talking about their experiences and inviting people into the station. But at the same time, please consider donating because we are in need.
We do need.
We are trying to get to that 40,000. We have, I don't know if y'all have talked about this yet, but we got the finale party on Friday.
Oh, we haven't talked about that actually.
Thank you for reminding us. Good folks out there. What can we expect at the finale?
Well, for those people who have been kind of like, oh, I only want to give this much this year. I don't know. I want to see what prizes can be offered. I got to say, every year at the finale party, some of the best stuff will be found there. At the silent auction. We have a silent auction every year. We've got, like last year, we had stuff from VluVog. We had stuff from Van City, Pacific Cinematheque. We had stuff from Chan Center. Damn. Like, if you're interested in the arts, if you're interested in, like, shoes, hats, clothing, if you're interested in training, we had, like, piano lessons last year, I think. We had studio time last year.
Studio time. Like, I know there's a lot of you aspiring musicians out there who need that studio time. That stuff is expensive.
Some of the best prizes. And these are all coming from, like, people in the community who love us, or people in Greater Canada who love us. Like, some of the best prizes will be available at the silent auction this Friday at the finale at the Hindenburg. Doors at 8 p.m. And, of course, there'll also be music there. Of course, we've also got DJs. We've got music. It's going to be a fun time.
That's right. And speaking of fun time, you actually introduced us to some really cool music from a local hip-hop crew that you saw open for who?
Yeah, well, I saw Leaf, who's an experimental hip-hop artist, yesterday at the Alexander.
All right.
And that was a sick show. I mean, I wouldn't like to be there on a sold-out night, but for the capacity it was at, people were into it. It was nice. I couldn't go to Vince Staples. Maybe it's a good thing I couldn't, because Leaf was sick. But So Loki, who's a local act, opened for them. And they just released their album, their new mixtape, or their first mixtape, Supermaniac. They had a Chinese New Year's party at the Biltmore. They've got kind of like a little, like, you know, cult following here in Vancouver. And they've got an interesting sound. And they're just a fun, like, duo people. Or they were on, like, Crimes and Treasons, like, the funniest guests they've had all year. Definitely worth checking out. But let's hear a track from them.
All right,
and this is like, these are the kind of musicians that are in the Vancouver community that, like, we just need more voices so we can find these kind of artists and, like,
Precisely.
Help share them with people as well, you know?
Yeah, we want to shine the spotlight on talent that's, really helping make Vancouver a way more fun city to be in, because we always hear this reputation, Vancouver is no fun city. It's a bad place for artists to thrive or for musicians to thrive. Which that's not the case. There's plenty of talent here, but it can be difficult for that talent to get a platform. So that's what we're here for. We're trying to give that platform.
It's about support, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so CITR.ca,
yeah.
Please consider donating. Even just like the price of a cup of coffee, like that's, like, it all adds
enough.
Up.
So, hey, man, we appreciate it all the same. And but, of course, you know, we do appreciate higher amounts of donation even more with more swag, you know. So if you want that swag, you got it. It's an option.
And the swag doesn't come every year. Like, the Growler.
The Growler is so cool. Like, I know. I think this is the first time we've ever done it. So,
So if you love CITR, if you love swag, if you love CITR swag.
And we also have prizes as well.
This will be an opportunity to get some that you will not see for, like, a long time.
For a year, probably.
You'll have a piece of history. but let's hear some of this So Loki. I really dig their sound. And actually, the track that I first heard from them because of John's suggestion was Lil Ma. So we're gonna go with that one. It's really cool. You'll hear influences in. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know, but I got a vibe of a little bit of Chance.
Really, you're a co-creator here, man. What are you doing? You just assert yourself into
you're
the
dominant.
World.
Oh, okay. You're assertive, bro.
What I'm trying to say is I heard a little bit of Chance the Rapper in vocals, but I also heard like some Earl Sweatshirt kind of flow too. I love, and that's what I loved. It was like a real interesting mix of vocal influences. And it just goes to show how fluid hip-hop is nowadays. It is not... you know, like these guys represent the new wave
guys
of
like,
hip hop.
Is this like Mr. Tupac? Does he sound like Mr. Tupac?
Mr. Tupac?
Mr. Tupac.
When did Tupac get the prefix Mr.?
Oh, it's just I don't know about Mr. Tupac.
So Dr. Biggie.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say
we already have a
Dr.
Dre.
Though.
Have
Dr. Dre.
Is this
too?
Like is this like West Coast hip hop?
No, not at all.
Like
actually,
Mr.
no,
Tupac?
It's not.
I mean, West
no.
Coast hip hop.
I would not say so.
Find in like one easy genre, right?
But exactly.
Like, is this like boom
maybe
bap?
It's a new West Coast.
Is this like boom bap?
No, not quite.
Okay, let's think of it this way, in a way that John might really relate to. Is it anything like Wild Wild West?
Oh, nothing's like Wild Wild West. That's the greatest fucking track of all time. Like, what are you
it ain't
about?
Got so folks, it ain't no
man,
Wild Wild
man
West.
Lost his damn mind in the West. Love less.
It ain't no Wild Wild West, but you'll have to settle for this
amazing.
Still amazing
Will
thing.
Will Smith is the GOT.
I mean, of course.
GOAT.
GOAT.
Yeah.
But let's kick it right now with Lil Ma by So Low Key, a Vancouver-based hip-hop act. You guys are going to love it. Check it out. You listen to Soul Sandwich right here on CITR 101.9. Enjoy.
Is this like someone's hanky over here?